Nick Schinkel, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library, reviews a new biography, H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life. Christopher Priest, who wrote the foreword to this book, says, quote, "When H.G. Wells left school in 1880 at 13, he seemed destined for obscurity. Yet he defied expectations, becoming one of the most famous writers in the world. He brought equal energy to his outrageously promiscuous love life. Wells remains a controversial figure, attacked by some as a Philistine, sexist, and racist, praised by others as a great writer, a prophet of globalization, and a pioneer of human rights." Setting the record straight, this authoritative biography, written by Michael Sherborne, is the first full-scale account to include material from the long-suppressed skeleton correspondence with Wells's mistresses and illegitimate daughter. Unquote. Here's Nick Schinkel beginning his review by reading from H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life.
A sudden gust of air delivers an invisible man amidst a whirl of metal struts. The outline wobbles, sighs, grows three-dimensional and textured. The noise ceases. The man, a short, slightly tubby figure in a woolen suit, clambers from the bicycle-like structure and peers with curiosity around the room into which he has materialized. His eyes are a piercing blue. He strokes his small mustache and seems pleased, though not surprised, to find he is in a library after closing hours. He begins to leaf briskly through the 21st century newspapers and reference books. He is delighted by what he learns of women's liberation, globalization, and scientific progress, taking particular pleasure in television, space travel, lasers, atomic power, and the growth of the ecology movement. He nods as he reads of the wars and religious upheavals that have run alongside these developments. It is all much as he expected. "I told you so," he chuckles. So opens H.G. Wells' Another Kind of Life. The man who gave us Eloy and Morlocks, invading Martian armies, a doctor dabbling with proto-humans in most diabolical ways. Well, those are the still memorable novels of H.G. Wells, one of the most prolific and best-selling authors of about 100 years ago. And today's book, H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life, is a richly written biography, presenting us with a fully realized life of a man who embraced early 20th century Britain with a full-on hug for life in all of its pleasures and intellectual currents. H.G. Wells was the author of over 80 novels and not a few nonfiction tomes. At least a few of those novels are still widely read, commented upon, and transformed into motion pictures even today, including our community's own One Great Read from a couple of years ago, The Time Machine, which was, of course, reprised in that introduction that we just read. And the oft-noted science fiction classics War of the Worlds, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and The Invisible Man. Well, Michael Sherborne, in this both thoughtful and compelling biography, portrays an author who embraced both literature and social criticism. A critic of his own, as well as others' fiction, Wells developed a sound view, in keeping with his time, of the importance of the novel. As our author writes, H.G. Wells had long since given up his ambition to attain self-detachment and delusionment. Even so, he had no intention of lapsing into propaganda with his novels. He explains that he regards the novel as a valuable medium precisely because it can avoid religious and political dogma, move past the vague generalizations of sociology, and explore social issues through individual psychology. While the novel has less documentary value than biography and autobiography, it has greater capacity to offer perspective and frankness. Two, Wells as fervently explored the breadth and the width of human endeavor with both The Science of Life, which he edited in the 1920s, and with his earlier Outline of History, the latter well regarded by many historians well into the 1990s. Once again, as his biographer writes, the overwhelming consensus was that Wells had pulled off a remarkable feat and done the public an important service. that everyone had minor reservations about his outline of history was inevitable. But the reservations were minor, the achievement major. To E.M. Forster, it was a masterpiece. To Beatrice Webb, a gallant achievement, good enough to prompt a reconciliation with the author. Carl Becker and John Harvey Robinson, pioneers of the new history movement in the USA, hailed Wells as a formidable ally. Half a century later, A.J.P. Taylor thought the book was still the best general survey of history. As late as the 1990s, another notable historian wrote admiringly of how Wells had avoided the Eurocentric and racist attitudes of his time. Not surprisingly, given his lifelong predilection to think big thoughts and explore what he hoped would be an ever-ascendant future for human history, whether Wells was writing fiction or nonfiction, he was anything but a staid Victorian gentleman. Indeed, after the death of Queen Victoria in 1901, he compared her to, quote, a compact and dignified paperweight, end quote, whose removal symbolized the blowing away of old ideas and the end of, quote, an epoch of tremendous stabilities, end quote. Wells sensed that the new century would be a contrasting age of instability, and he was eager to plunge into the flux. Yet for all his worldwide fame and popularity with readers and not a little fortune from the best-selling books he penned, soon after his own death in 1946, H.G. Wells' reputation as a writer plunged with critics, though at one point in the early 20th century, he was regularly among the best-selling and most respected authors of his day. As his biography writes, yet enthusiasm for Wells remains a minority pastime. Many still think of him as a lightweight writer who clumsily confounds serious and popular genres, violates the illusion of art with authorial interruptions, and disturbs the texture of his stories with extravagant scientific and global perspectives. Now that all these vulgar lapses have become the postmodern norm, almost compulsory for any author who seeks a prestigious literary prize, one might have expected some reevaluation of Wells's place in the scheme of things. Instead, the grounds for dismissal have shifted, and he has been put down as an exemplar of the 20th century intellectual whose irreligious, revolutionary ideas led in practice to nihilism and even to genocide. Well, how marvelous, then, that we have, in the hands of Michael Sherborne, a new look at this prolific writer and thinker, a freshly burnished H.G. Wells, who comes to us as a jolly, larger-than-life man, who, for all of his sexual peccadilloes, is recognized by Sherborne as an important novelist, social critic, and in some ways, prophet of the near future of Western civilization. All of that said, it is not easy to keep a reader's interest and attention when writing with as much biographical detail as we find in this book. H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life, comes in at just over 400 pages with well-detailed narrative of Wells's life year by year. I have read many a biography of this size and scope that felt a disdain in my eyes, despite what I knew ought to be an interesting, even exciting personal story. I'm glad to report that H.G. Wells' Another Kind of Life more than captured my attention. His biographer truly likes the man he writes about here, and his enthusiasm for H.G. Wells' life and career is contagious. Let's finish with some of that marvelous writing from Michael Sherborne as he concludes his book about H.G. Wells by writing, "Returning to the present, we inevitably find ourselves living another kind of life from Wells's, one with significantly different assumptions and opportunities. Yet there is much in his picture of the world that we can continue to recognize as we try to fashion our raw experience into meaningful stories of our own. Wells's writings and life cannot provide us with any kind of blueprint, and arguably this was never really his aim, but they do offer a combination of entertainment an intellectual provocation that, contrary to his own self-effacing forecast, seemed likely to inspire new generations of readers for a considerable distance into the future." And I have to say, I truly agree. A man who could give us the War of the Worlds, the Time Machine, the Invisible Man, and the Island of Dr. Moreau is not someone to be trifled with when it comes to posterity. H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life by Michael Sherborne. It's a marvelous look at this man who gave us so much insight and so much excitement in his fiction and his nonfiction. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.
Nick Schinkel is the director of the West Lafayette Public Library. He's reviewed Michael Sherborne's new biography, H.G. Wells, Another Kind of Life, published by Peter Owen Publishers in London.